FM 90.3 WJTL, Francesca Battistelli, you're here. Lauren Daigle before that. Oh, Lord. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Hey, it's intern Paul with another look at Tuesday's forecast. Today, clouds and rain, windy with a high of 55. Tonight, rain and wind and a low of 40. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 44. And currently, it is 47 degrees outside.
Today is Talkback Tuesday, where you're looking for your feedback. Is your church hosting a Christmas event this season? It's your chance to invite WJTL listeners out to your Christmas event at your church. Please keep your comments to about 30 seconds so you can leave them on the listener hotline. That number is 717-397-8090, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Our very special guest today from Gifts That Give Hope, Jen, Jenny, and Thomas are with us. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Jen Nepper is here. She's the coordinator for the Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair. And Jen, did you say this is the 8th year for this?
10th year.
What?
Yes.
2 years got tacked onto my brain there. Have you been on the air with us all 10 years?
I think we have, yes.
That's
I was thinking that driving here, back when you were at the other location.
It
was like the little
isn't that
closet
crazy?
It felt like.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yes. 10 years.
Yeah.
Tell us about it for those who don't know. What is the Alternative Gift Fair?
So the Alternative Gift Fair, I describe it as a live version of a gift catalog. Many people get Heifers magazine in the mail where you can buy a cow in honor of somebody. So it's that exact concept, except you can walk in and meet with a lot of different nonprofit organizations and hear about their mission and then give gifts to further their work.
And how many different nonprofits do you have there?
We have 30 nonprofits, and
wow,
about 60% of them are local and 40% are internationally based.
Yeah. So it's happening this Saturday.
This Saturday, December 9th at the Farm and Home Center.
And what time?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Lisa's going to be out there, right?
She is. The kids' cookie break will be there.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Woohoo!
So as people walk in, describe sort of what would it look like as you walk into the Alternative Gift Fair?
So you walk in, you get a list, a shopping list, really, of each of the nonprofits' gift items. So you'll find that those are the things that further their work. So we have life cycles here, so you can buy a bike helmet in honor of someone. If you have someone that's a bike enthusiast in your life, you can find something like that. Or there's Nurse Family Partnership, Reach Out and Read, Habitat for Humanity. Those are a lot of the familiar ones that people know in this area.
The Gifts That Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair is this Saturday, 10 to 4, at the Lancaster Farm and Home Center. If people want to get more info, can they visit you online?
Yes, we're at giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster, and we also have online shopping if you are not able to make it to the fair.
Very cool. And today we have Jenny Groff with us. Jenny is the Stroopy lady. Good morning, Jay. Tell everybody what a Stroopy is.
Yeah, so a Stroopy is a cinnamon waffle cookie, filleted in half with a homemade caramel in the center. And it's designed to be rewarmed on your hot tea or coffee, your hot beverage, and just yummy, gooey deliciousness.
And
so,
you've brought the Stroopy to Lancaster. I mean, it's a Dutch thing, is that
right? Yeah, so like if you went to Holland, Stroopies are everywhere, and they're hard to find here. And we were looking for something unique that we could make with our refugee friends who are learning English.
Yeah.
And Stroopies just fit that bill perfect.
So it has a social side of it. Tell us a little bit about doing that with your refugee ladies.
Yeah, so we were looking for something that we could make back in 2008. We've been making Stroopies for quite a while here in Lancaster. And we were looking for something that we could make with our friends, our refugee friends that were living in our neighborhood. And Ed McManus, who is the founder of our company, had a Dutch friend who had this idea of making Stroopies here. And we thought, you know, this would be a really great, unique thing that we could make. And we were looking for something that would be really simple, that we could explain how to make it without knowing too much English.
Yeah.
And then our manager is an ESL teacher, and so she does an English class right at work with the ladies.
Yeah.
And it's just been really cool just to see how God has brought this idea together. And, yeah.
So this is a way to employ refugee ladies in the local area.
Yeah.
It gives them an income. It gives them a job.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing that you get to make Stroopies in order to do that. What got you involved with the refugee community in our local area?
Well, I've always just had a real love for the nations, and our family lives in Lancaster City in a neighborhood where we literally have the nations of the world as our neighbors. And one of the things that we were noticing, especially for moms, we have four kiddos too, and I understand that when you're a mom, you need a job that's really flexible. And then add on top of that, needing to learn a new language on top of it in a completely new place. We just started looking for, you know, connections and ways to reach out. And business is just a great way to do that because, you know, it's daily interaction and, and it's providing for them.
And how many different countries are represented or have been represented?
Yeah. So right now our team has, we're still small, but we have two ladies from Burma, two ladies from Syria, and then a lady from Congo.
Wow.
And so they're just, they are doing such an incredible job. They make Stroopies way better than I do. they're just motivated and just lovely to work with. We just couldn't be more thrilled.
If people wanted more info on Stroopies, do you have online too?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Stroopies.com. Mm. And we ship Stroopies to around 80 stores all across the U.S. and to a lot of just to homes. That's Stroopies amazing. Are just flying out the door right now. So they're great gifts and just a fun treat. So.
How are you going to be involved with the Alternative Gift Fair this week?
Yeah, so we are thrilled to be a part. We'll just be set up there making fresh worm Stroopies. So if you want to find us, just follow your nose at the gift fair. Stroopies smell really, really good when they're being baked. And then we'll have gifts there that people can take home. And we would just love to meet up with you this weekend. We're really glad to be there.
So, Jen, in addition to having your 30 nonprofits there, you have food. Are there other food vendors?
Yes, a variety of food vendors. And when Jenny was talking about social enterprise, Upuhar is also represented. They also employ refugee women. And Perk Up and Company, which is a new coffee company, also a social enterprise to employ at-risk youth. They will be there serving coffee. So
that's
can't have
great.
An event without coffee or lots of food.
And
especially
food.
In the morning.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Especially kids' cookie break. Yeah.
Gifts at Give Hope Alternative Gift Fair is this Saturday at the Farm and Home Center in Lancaster. It's from 10 to 4. An opportunity for you to really impact a lot of different organizations that are doing a great work in our area. Get all the info online. giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster. We'll talk more with Jenny, and we'll talk to Thomas coming up in just a bit. Matt Redman back to the music. This is a